This show rocks.
There's great danger,
danger
for the loneliest ranger of all. No silver bullets,
bullets.
Tonto split the scene. Next week we'll solve your problems. But now, his fingers are in a line. And the bottles stand empty.
This is This Show Rocks. My name is Derek. It's Thursday night. It's Radioactive International. Less rock. That was a bit of Henry Rollins with Ex-Lion Tamer. I've got a fierce goo on me for a bit of that, you know, that AMREP kind of noise rock thing from the 90s tonight. So I'm going to play a bit of that. I was reading an interview with Buzzo about from the Melvins about bands that should have been better. They were great. They quit while they're ahead, which was terrible. So he mentioned these guys as the Cows. I think they're from Minneapolis. I saw them years ago, and they were amazing. Great live band. This is Blown.
You gotta play, you wanna be free. You think you're gonna stop me, you don't know me.
right, if anyone ever asks you what grunge music actually is, that's it. When grunge first came out, it was Melvins. It was slow and heavy. That was the whole idea. As slow as you can, sludge. But that was Melvins with Queen off Stoner Witch. Before that, I had a bit of Tad with Habit and Necessity off of one of the Dope Guns and Fucking in the Streets compilations. But the first time I saw the Melvins, I saw them with Helmet, and the Melvins were terrible. They were terrible. It was a 10-minute drum solo at the end that was actually fairly lackluster, if I'm honest. But I've seen them since then, and they've been great. But Helmet were deadly. This has turned out off Meantime.
Rough. Speaking out.
Alright, that was a bit of Unsane with Slag off the album where your man is laying on the train tracks with his head cut off. But, you know, when I'm thinking about kind of the noise rock, the touch and go thing, or really the touch and go thing, there's three main things I think of. One would be the Jesus Lizard, one would be Mule, and one would be whatever Steve Albini was doing, or is doing, which would be Big Black and Shellac. So I'm going to play at least three of those anyways, starting with the Jesus Lizard. This is Bloody Mary.
Mary! Mary!
All right, that was a bit of My Black Ass from Shellac off At Action Park, the first album they did. And before that, we had a bit of Mule off the self-titled. That might have been their first album as well, which is great. It's a bit Southern Fried for my liking, but I do love P.W. Long. The next band I'm going to play is a band that's related to pretty much all the bands I've just been playing, which is Tomahawk. It's a bit of a supergroup. This is Mayday off the album, which I can't be arsed to look what it's called.
We'll be right back.
All right, this is This Show Rocks. It is Thursday night. We're more than halfway through now. I'm doing a bit of a 90s noise rock spectacular. I might move on in a little while, but I'm going to keep with it. That was a bit of Melt Banana with a Blank Page of the Blind off Bambi's Dilemma. Speaking of which, if I'm going to do Japanese noise rock, I might as well do Irish noise rock. So this is a bit of Bambi with Sinkin' Sizer.
Life in our actual things that you see. Jeff.
Time to die.
Irish ones there, a bit of Gout with Y off of the, I can't remember what it was called. I pirated the CD, I will admit it, off of Gareth from Gout, so I can't complain too much. He gave it to me himself. But anyways, and then a bit of Therapy with Meat Abstract, a song that I believe it was played at Steve McQuaid's wedding by the lads from Rooski. But just to prove that, that whole kind of noise rock thing's going on all over the world, I'm going to keep moving and go to Australia for a bit of The Scientists. This is fairly garagey, but this is We Had Love.
What a
Doing a show about the 90s, I better play something for Konzo. I mean, I'd say every band in the 90s came over here. I'd say 50% of them probably had Female Hercules as a support, and so they should. So that was The Oblivions with Call the Police, which the Problem Blob, Konzo's latest outfit, covered the time I saw him up in the Grand Social. But I'm going to keep it 90s. I'm going to play a bit of Dinosaur Jr. off of Bug. This was a very influential album in the whole scene that was going on. This is Let It Ride.
To decide.
All right, a bit of the digits there with Gold El Dorado, and that is about all the time we have for this week. This is This Show Rocks, this is Radioactive International. I am here every Thursday night. If you want to get in touch over on Facebook at This Show Rocks, or get in touch over on Twitter at the same basic thing. You know the drill. But anyways, that's all the time we have, so I'm going to play a bit of the Big Boys, a classic of the noise rock scene, although they're not very noisy, and this song's pretty mellow, but it's a good way to end the show. So this is Complete Control. Until next week, I'll see you later.
Favors, if you turn words around, well, it's an assault.